Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves has reiterated that St. Vincent and the Grenadines has not taken any drastic measures like other countries in an effort to curb the spread of COVID-19. Dr. Gonsalves was making the point as he continued to encourage frontline workers to get vaccinated for COVID-19.
Some other countries, as you're noticing, have some wide mandates. We haven't done that. We have put a situation where you have a choice. And it is done in a very targeted manner. And it is only for the period of the pandemic. You know, this is a matter which, as you appreciate, has taken political courage, you know, and steadfastness. But we have to get back to normalcy. And Sir James, of blessed memory, as you know, supported what we are doing quite strongly. In fact, you'd have liked to see it go further, you know, and we have a difference of view on that. What we are doing is supports strongly. I just want to make a final plea. I don't know whether it's going to make sense to appeal to union leaders, but I do it nevertheless. Listen, let's work together with the issues at hand and don't shoot ourselves in the foot. Look, we have to save lives and livelihoods. We don't, practically everybody now taking up the requirement. As I say, there are some persons who are still making up their mind. But while they make up their mind, they're not earning any money now.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. Regionally, findings of a recent study conducted by Northern Caribbean University NCU researchers suggested that religious people in Jamaica are more in favor of receiving COVID-19 vaccines compared to the non-religious Jamaican population. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the Bahamas since the outbreak now stands at 22,734. Internationally, countries around the world slammed their doors shut again to try to keep the new Omicron variant at bay, even as more cases of the mutant coronavirus emerged and scientists raced to figure out just how dangerous it might be. Japan announced it would bar entry of all foreign visitors, while new cases of the variant identified days ago by researchers in South Africa appeared in places such as Hong Kong and Australia. New cases in Portugal and Scotland might already point toward local spread of the variant outside of South Africa. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 updates.